West Texas veterans and their loved ones are sharing their stories with historians for the project War Stories, West Texans Experience War. Historians from Angelo State University are working to preserve these stories by recording interviews, digitizing photographs, documents, letters, diaries, and other artifacts. KACU's Joy Banala stopped by the Abilene Public Library to hear more about how the project is making an impact.
Charles Schwartner served in the Air Force for 22 years. At the end of his military career, he flew B-52s at Dyess Air Force Base before he became the chief of intelligence there. He has a thick binder filled with laminated military documents that he's kept since retiring in 1984.
Well, I have a complete record from day one to the last day I served with every order that I ever had. And I just wanted to share this with somebody because, you know, I'm 77. I don't know how long I can talk about this.
He's brought them to the Abilene Public Library, where they'll be digitized by historians leading the effort to preserve stories about West Texans connected to the military.
We talked to people who are deployed, people who were in combat, people who weren't deployed, people who didn't see combat, people who are in all sorts of different positions, and their loved ones, people who had a husband or wife or a child who were in the military. We want to hear the whole swath of experiences.
That's Christine Lamberson, assistant professor of history at Angelo State University. She says it's important to collect these stories so that others can learn the long history of the military's relationship with West Texas.
I think people have really enjoyed sharing their stories. We have people who are enthusiastic and ready to go right away as soon as they hear about the project. Sometimes people are hesitant. They feel like they don't really have a story that's quote-unquote important enough, or that they didn't really, as they sometimes put it, do anything. But we really try and reassure people that they definitely have a story to tell.
The three-year project is funded in part by the National Endowment of the Humanities. Lamberson and her colleagues will head to Big Spring tomorrow. In addition to traveling, they make home visits and meet with participants at Angelo State University. The project is on display at Angelo State and online at angelo.edu/warstories, where you can also find out how to submit your own story. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.